And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for just a moment. John Rush had to step out because he's taking a very important phone call. And I am also taking an important phone call from John O'Connor. John O'Connor. And John, are you the author of Postgate?
You've got him. Okay. Right here in the flesh.
The author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. This is really exciting because you're right. It seemed like that was the turning point that started us toward this place where we are right now, where the press does nothing but root for one side.
Well, also root, and in a way, do it by concealment and not saying things. One of my friends who was reading my book said to me last night, what is eerie about this is they're using the same techniques now that they did in Watergate. When there are facts they don't like, they just don't report them. And that is what we've got now, for instance, with Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
You might have a brief mention of it, and if it is mentioned, it'll be in a throwaway, like, oh, it's debunked or it's Russian disinformation. But basically, they don't talk about it. They don't tell both sides of the story. And essentially, they conceal it. And what we've got here, and this is what's terrible, is our democracy, especially in a big country like this, we depend upon our media to tell us the basic facts. And it's getting worse and worse. And as the Post says on its masthead, democracy dies in darkness. And guess what's happening? Guess who the main people are who are turning out the lights, you know?
John, have you ever seen this level of a cover-up on such a wide-ranging scandal? I mean, this scandal spans the world. It spans the globe, right? The Biden family was taking in money, basically using their kids as bagmen for dad, right? And bringing in money from all over the place and granting favors. And I've just never seen such cover-up on such a wide-ranging scandal right before an election.
Well, here's what I would say. I never thought there would be somebody that would make Hillary Clinton look honest. And now we have it. Listen, all Hillary did was sell out our uranium, among other things. I think she did a few other things. She sold out our uranium to one of our biggest geopolitical rivals, Vladimir Putin, who uses it as strategic weaponry. Now, what Biden did was he essentially, besides allowing the looting of Ukraine, allowed it because of that, because his son represented two of the most notorious oligarchs around, actually swung the country into Russian hands. There's no doubt about it now. Igor Kolomoisky is one of Biden's big clients. He stole so much money from the IMF and the United States in foreign aid that they can't possibly lend any more money because he's there. He's Zelensky's buddy. And Trump tried to get him investigated. So what happened was we now, with the help of the complicit media, have given away Ukraine to Russia. That's a very strategic event. Secondly, the Chinese own the Bidens. If today I had a $2 billion investment with you and I was paying you a 2% management fee and 20% of any profits over an excess benchmark, which is easy to do, and I'm paying you $40 million a year, and I say to you, you know something? If you don't allow me to militarize here in the South China Sea over the objections of all of your allies, I think I'm going to withdraw the money from this fund. What would you do? That's $40 million in income that you've got that they can take from you. Not only that, they can also tell the whole world if they want to that you took $40 million. Secondly, this money that was invested in this fund was used to buy United States companies that had military technology where you have to get approvals. Well, guess who smooths the way for those approvals? Yeah. So what we're doing is we are giving away our national security on our most important geopolitical rivals for a few bucks for the Bidens. And the biggest scandal is the mainstream media does not report it. And the two things together are stunning. We are watching thievery. We are watching, I guess I'd call it treason. Maybe, I don't know if treason might, you might have to be at war with somebody. I don't know if it's treason or not. But it certainly harms the national security of our country. And we have a terrible, it's terribly ruinous to us. We may never recover from it.
Hey, John, two quick questions. First of all, is it fair to say that the Chinese have the kind of dirt on Joe Biden that even if he wins the presidency, at any point, they can basically get him thrown out of office by simply revealing the dirt? I mean, they've got him completely, don't they?
They've got him coming and going. They've got both carrots and sticks.
Yeah.
They can not only pull out his money, they can say, look, Joe, we're going to just start releasing this stuff. If you don't, listen, you're threatening us with these warplanes just because we're taking over Taiwan. Let me ask you this. They take over Taiwan. Is Joe Biden going to ruin it? He can't. If he does it, they can ruin him by releasing things, and they can say, oh, you're just doing this, Joe, because you're mad at us for, you know, pulling your money out of that we were paying you, or you're mad at us because of this. They could kill him. He is a lackey of China. We are introducing into our political system, if he gets elected, a guy who is controlled by China. Yeah. And he's also, by the way, he's controlled by Ukrainian oligarchs, too. What the heck, maybe that's not all that important. All it is a strategic country that's very important to our defense. But the Chinese, you're right, the Chinese is far more dangerous to us.
John, have you ever seen a case where you have two candidates where one is this compromised and owned by foreign entities and the other is completely uncompromised and owned by nobody? I mean, have you ever seen such a dichotomy between two candidates before?
Well, I haven't. And even worse, the press is so blatant that they actually then accuse the uncompromised candidate, the pure candidate, of being in the pocket of our enemies, while they know the exact opposite is true. Trump is the Russians. He's a pawn of the Russians. He's a pawn of this. Oh, a Chinese guy.
He's Putin's puppet.
Hotels. Yeah, yeah. He, you know, some of the Chinese guy stayed at his hotel. Gosh, Trump made $92.45 off of him.
Right, my if God. That.
Yeah, if that. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff they've got.
Yeah. And wow, Trump comes cheap.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But they would, and this is, they turn everything on its head. The whole Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. We let the Russian spies, Russian intelligence, there's no doubt of it. The Steele dossier was Russian intelligence. That's very clear now. I mean, it's just not even. Now, we let Russian intelligence run us around for 3 years, mainly as it started out as a prophylactic way of helping Hillary Clinton whenever they, because they owned her.
Mm-hmm.
And they have her 33,000 emails plus 145 million to the Clinton Foundation. They've got so much on her, it's ridiculous. So that's why she was doing that. We have got crooked people there, and they have a lot of voters that are really, I hate to say it, they're very ignorant, or they're swamp creatures,
right.
Either one. So you name it. And then there's some nice, then in between, there are these nice housewives who want everything to be nice and cute and sweet. And, oh, let's all play together in the sandbox. And I don't like it because what happens is people start a lot of stuff about Trump. He's not even sworn into office, and there's this pussy parade in Washington, D.C., and everybody's yelling and screaming and crying.
Yep.
As if that's Trump's fault. It's
right.
Not Trump's fault.
Right.
You know, but, oh, we've got to get him out of here because he's causing so much distress. And I don't like seeing that on TV. We have, this is really a country that is going into, could go into decline very, very fast. If this election's lost, I mean, it's, it's not like a choice between even Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, as much as harmful as I thought Obama was.
No, it's not even
this
close.
This is a real choice.
Right.
This is a real choice.
Right. Well said. John O'Connor, again, thank you for joining us. Legal analyst, author, Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. Where do folks get the book, John?
Well, Amazon.com or my own site, PostgateBook.com, PostgateBook.com. And I've got a lot of articles on there that relate. You will see that what happened in Watergate is what's causing what's happening today. It's all of a piece. That's where it started. That's how we got here.
Okay.
So
good stuff.
There we are.
John, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. We'll have you back. Thanks, sir.
Been a blast. Okay.
Thank you very much. Always a joy having you. Good stuff, by the way. And thank you so much. We will be back in just one moment. Gino's Auto Service is up next, folks. And don't forget to get your vehicle in, get it checked, get it inspected, get it repaired. Whatever you need, you can do all that at Gino's Auto Service. It's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Gino's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
Folks, if you want to buy a new or used vehicle, we've got the place to go since 1960. That is Pure Force Chevrolet. Find them at purefoicechevrolet.com. 2016 Big Horn, let me say that right, crew cab Ram, 20,000 miles. It's $29,900. You can buy that and a boatload of other vehicles out there. Just go check it out, 303-659-8311. That's purefoicechevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We can do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Wow, there's a lot going on when it comes to the old Biden crime family.
Yeah.
Just saying.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And what really blows my mind, John, is we have such a compromised voter base. I mean, so socialized. You've got record numbers believe in socialism. Record numbers just don't care. They just don't care how immoral and just what a bad person Joe Biden is. It doesn't matter to them.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Things they don't want to admit.
All right, let's hear it.
Not things, but the news media, which we just got done talking about. The U.S. economy actually grew at a 33% rate in quarter three. But the Nine News headline reads, recovery still is incomplete. Yeah, you knuckleheads, as long as you keep certain things shut down, what do you expect it to be?
Yep, John, tell me this.
And it's really not that incomplete.
No, it isn't, but 33% GDP increase in the what was it, the third quarter?
Yes.
That's booming, it's first huge. Of all, but John, what does that mean when you've got all these Democrat states trying to hold it back? That means Trump is doing one heck of a job.
That means if you'd let things loose, it'd be 50%.
Yeah. We should be just rocking.
Literally, it would roll back. Now, the headline on CNBC, not 9 News, but CNBC, is U.S. GDP booms at 33.1% rate in Q3, better than expected. I'll give CNBC a little kudos there versus 9 News. At least that headline's better than 9 News.
Well, 9TIFA is, they're...
I mean, that's our local news,
they're not going to say anything.
That's
good.
Telling you, and this is, again, I'm comparing this to CNBC. Okay, isn't Fox News. This is CNBC.
Hardcore lefty.
Hardcore lefty. Coming off, this is their article, not 9 News. I'm now talking CNBC. Coming off the worst quarter in history, the U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace ever in the third quarter as a nation battered by an unprecedented pandemic starts to put itself back together, the Commerce Department reported Thursday. Third quarter GDP, a measure of the total goods and services produced in the July to September period, expanded at a 33% annualized pace, according to the department's initial estimate for that period. The gain came after a 31.4% plunge in the second quarter and was better than the 32% estimated from economists surveyed by Dow Jones. The previous post-World War II record was at 16.7% burst in the first quarter of 1950. So we've never seen growth like that since 1950.
Well, obviously, we're going to see fairly record growth coming out of this. But tell me this, John. You right now are an undecided voter. Not you, literally. But let's say you're an undecided voter. You've got 33% boom that just happened. And it's the arrow is pointing up. And you've got one side, one guy talking about a dark winter.
Shutting things down.
And shutting everything down and doing what they're doing in Europe.
Right.
And doing that again, and you got the other guy saying, no, we're coming out of this. We're going to work with COVID, and we're going to move forward.
Learning to live with COVID. In other words, we want you to live, be vibrant, be fruitful, all of that, and we want you to move forward, where the other guy's saying, no, we're going to enter a dark winter, and you guys are all going to lose your shirts.
Yeah.
That's Joe. Right?
Yeah.
By the way, folks.
I mean, do you think undecided voters are being moved on this, I believe they would be.
To the direction to vote for Trump and keep this rolling, yes.
Yes.
One other thing that Andy and I were mentioning at the top of the hour, and just along those same lines, my prediction is this. I hope I don't find out, because I hope Joe Biden doesn't win. But mark my words in this. If you want to wear a mask the rest of your life, vote for Joe Biden, because you're never taking the bloody thing off if Joe Biden wins.
No, because even after COVID passes, aren't they going to use every excuse?
They're going to find everything under the sun to make you keep wearing the bloody thing.
Look at it this way, John. You are now, forget being an undecided voter, you're the head of the Democrats, you know, the people in charge, Pelosi and so forth. You would be seeing this as a successful strategy. You just won the White House. You won everything back. And you realize, my gosh, masks produced a subservient society that is ideal for voting for masters like the Democrats.
Why would I take that away?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. In fact, I'm going to make it worse.
Next time it's the flu. Next time it's whatever.
I'm going to do the very best I can, even though I know there's states' rights, but I'm going to do every single thing I possibly can to mandate coast to coast everybody wears masks.
Yes. Because you'll see that it worked.
And by the way, Joe's already talking about this. The way you do that is you say, okay, if you enter into any federal property, national parks, post offices, the Denver Mint, you know, things along those lines. Anything that's federally owned, you're going to wear a mask no matter what. That's how that would start. And by the way, that's what Joe has said. That's what he said he would do.
That would be devastating for national parks.
And that's what he will do. He will make that sort of a, and by the way, as president, he could do that.
And we just talked about Sweden and Germany. We've talked about the fact that 85 to 92% of those who get COVID were wearing masks, which means what, John? They're around other people who are wearing masks.
That's right.
It doesn't work.
It does not work. But my point is, if you elect Joe Biden, if Joe Biden somehow wins, that's what happens. Mark at the Trump rally or the Trump flag. What's going on, man?
Hey, it's Mark. How you doing?
Good, sir. It sounds like it's going well in the background.
Yeah, it's a pretty good crowd, and there's one the Biden Bob guy. I don't know if you heard of him, but he's walking around.
Biden Bob.
Yeah, it's this one lone Biden guy.
Oh, but man, I'm sorry.
It's a pretty good crowd out here.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I mean, that is awesome, Mark. Okay, give us one more time where you're at, so if anybody's out traveling around, they can come see you.
Broadway Highlands Ranch Parkway.
Okay, Broadway Highlands Ranch Parkway. Mark, I'll let you go. It's noisy. Have fun, man. Right, thank you. Good stuff. Hey, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's what I want to hear Tuesday night.
Yeah, me too.
On our side.
That's what I want to hear with an economy roaring back and people going back and doing the things they've loved doing. And I want to burn. Can we have a mask burning party at some point?
Oh, please. Can we please have a mask burning party?
I'm so tired of them. I am tired of them.
John, if we get Trump back, COVID will be phased out of existence over the next few months.
I believe you're correct. There will be some lone wolf survivors like Kevin Polis that try to get his state to wear them, but eventually people are just going to say, you know what, we're done.
Oh, he will become less and less popular as other states enjoy the freedom.
You know, when we come back, that's something I want to talk about. There's a recall effort right now going on with Kevin Polis, which I believe is doing extremely well. There's some folks out there that doubt whether that can happen or not, but frankly, I think it can and I think it will. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks, and they want to help you out with your vehicle needs, but right now they got a great deal on tires. And the best thing for you to do is to just call them, find out what a set of tires would cost for your vehicle, knowing that that's going to be sold to you at cost. And don't forget, you get a $75 rebate on those tires as well. That's good through November 9th. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie, would love to help you out with all of your, let's face it, medical needs, whether it's something where you've got some chronic pain, you want to lose weight, you've got a nutrition question, you want to know what supplements to take. We talked about a lot of that yesterday as we do on Wellness Wednesdays, but she'll do a lot of this stuff for you folks. It's not... In fact, can you put a price on your health? It's not expensive, folks. In fact, this is maintenance, just like you would do on your car. You need to do it on you. Feel better, look better, and live better. You can do that at Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, he wants to help you with your financial health. That's what I'm trying to say there. Dr. Julie will help you out with your physical health, and Al will help you out with your financial health and getting you into and through retirement. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, talking about Kevin Polis here in Colorado. There is a recall effort. We've talked about it before. Talk about it again. You can go to the website, dethronepolis.com. Don't go to the other one. Go to. I'm not even going to mention it because I don't want anybody getting confused. Go to dethronepolis.com. You can find out where to sign a petition. I have signed one. It's easy. You can make it happen. It's not that hard to do. You can find out where all of the signing locations are at. We need to collect by November 13th, well, really more than this, but we need 631,000 valid signatures, but I think they're trying to collect around 900,000 to a million just to make sure we've got a nice big cushion there.
Yeah, because, you know, some will be invalidated. Right.
So we're going to do our best to try to get above that. I will do my best to try to get somebody on here way before the 13th, which means we'll have to do it here in the next few days to see if we can't give you an update on where that's at. But what I was going to ask Andy is, let's say that they get the, I don't know, Andy, let's say there's 800K.
Okay.
Which, by the way, at 800K, they're probably still going to get a recall effort pushed through because at 800K signatures, you're not going to throw out, you know, you're going to be really close at 800K if they can collect 800K.
Oh, yeah.
900K, it's a done deal. You're recalling them. 800K, it's a little closer because you're going to have a certain amount thrown out.
You're going to have a certain amount thrown out. I think at 800, it still goes through.
I think you're
definitely
right. Definitely. Question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say that two scenarios. Let's say they get the 800, 900, and it rolls through and there's a recall effort.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think he's dethroned and they put in somebody else at that point because everybody's sick and tired of all of his nonsense? What are your thoughts there?
You know, I hate to say this, but in terms of predictions, I would predict he will survive the recall effort. And I only say that because they are so difficult to push through. It is so difficult to have one succeed. However, having said that, John, I don't want to, you know, demoralize people. The fact is, he is beatable, and he is making himself more hateable every day. And the reason is, never seen a governor show such utter disregard
for the citizenry.
For people.
Right.
He does not care.
Nope, he does not care. So, and the reason why I'm asking this is, as we, let's say, for example, Sunday he does another shutdown, hardcore shutdown for Colorado.
Oh.
Does that help or hurt this particular situation we just talked about for him?
Well, obviously, first of all, it hurts for him, but right. Can I take it a step further?
Sure.
Colorado is not thought to be in play in the national election.
Okay.
That could put it in play. If he does that, if he does a statewide lockdown, because you got to keep in mind, undecided voters are the ones who are now starting to vote.
Correct.
The early voters are pretty much the hardcores like me and you.
Yep, we've already done already.
Okay.
That's right.
Undecided voters now, they're going to look at Cory Gardner. They're going to look at Donald Trump. And they're going to look at these people and say, these people want me to be free. And I'm going to take all my other qualms with them and set them aside, and I'm going to pull the lever for an R. I could see that happening. If he does that on Sunday and you've still got 2 days to vote, I could see people saying, that's it. That's the one that put me over the edge.
That's the nail in the coffin?
Yeah, if I'm undecided, aren't I a leaner anyway?
Let's say you're you're hardcore lefty, you've already voted. Let's say right. You're a lefty that runs a restaurant and you're doing all sorts of things and you've been running around like a one-armed wallpaper hanger and haven't really had time to think about all that stuff. You haven't cast your vote yet, and that comes on Sunday. What do you do if you're them?
Okay, if you're a hardcore lefty, you do it. Let's say you're a lefty leaner.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so you're a lefty leaner. You've always voted left. You're not really sure this time around. Your business is really struggling.
Right.
You're now going to be at 25% capacity. And on Sunday, all of a sudden, boom, the next hammer gets dropped, and we're on a complete, you know, reversal and hard lockdown in Colorado.
You don't vote. You don't vote. You don't want to reward that side. Even though you're a lefty leaner, the fact is
you don't even vote right. You just don't vote.
You don't vote.
Okay.
No, you don't vote. Look, somebody who leans reliably left, and I've actually in seminars broken this down for people. You know, you've got the leaning Democrat, the reliable Democrat, the committed Democrat, and so forth. Right. Okay. The leaners, and I mean just barely leaning, you might even vote Republican then.
Okay.
But most of these restaurant owners, John, I think they're more reliable Democrats.
Okay.
Okay. But they're not the intense hardcores who are doing petitions on street corners, going door to door and all this.
Agree.
I could see a good number of them not only staying home, but even maybe telling their fam.
Don't vote.
Don't vote. I don't want to reward this guy. I don't want to reward this guy by voting for his party. I won't vote Republican because, geez, I can't see myself doing that. But I could see him staying home.
Do you think this is being talked about inside the governor's residence? He doesn't live in the mansion, but inside the governor's residence, or does he even care?
I believe it is being talked about. Absolutely. Jared Polis, if nothing else, always thinks politically. Always.
Okay.
And the reason I know that is because he doesn't, and I'm not just saying this as a right-wing, hardcore, mean person.
No.
I'm being honest. I'm looking at his actions and the impact they have on lives, real lives. He's not saving any lives, John. He hasn't saved any lives. He's gone against what the numbers have said.
Right.
Death count has dropped 90%. And what has he done? Tightened up.
Right.
Okay. This guy only cares about politics. He doesn't care about people, and that means that all he talks about are politics.
So
I think he's considering this? Yeah. Do I think this could cause him to wait until after the election to do that? Possibly.
Yeah, so what you're really telling me is if he doesn't do it on Sunday, you're right, he's talked about it, he realizes it's political suicide for his party.
He'll do it after.
He doesn't do anything on Sunday, he'll do it after if he does it at all.
Yeah.
And even at that point, I think he waits to see who wins the election and then makes a decision based on that. If, though, he does pull the trigger,
yes,
and the rumor mill is correct, and he shuts some things down on Sunday, then he's a political moron.
Well, yeah, and I would say that he is simply so arrogant.
Yes.
That
yes.
he does, that what he does, and you've seen this, hey, you've seen it in business many times, John. How many times have you seen arrogance override intellect?
A lot.
Unfortunately. Right.
You see it, let's say it this way. You see it with actors who do sequels that never should set foot on the screen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Their arrogance is, well, I'll make the movie great and it'll be a success no matter what.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about a governor who
right?
is so, yes, we're talking about a governor, John, who is so arrogant that he looks at all these people who are losing their jobs, losing their businesses, losing everything because he has masked their entire clientele.
Right.
To where the clientele doesn't spend as much. We've gone into that.
Correct.
He looks at all of them and says, you're selfish bastards.
Yeah. Yeah. Put your damn mask on.
Yeah. So is it possible? Yeah, it's possible.
This, by the way, great discussion. And we're going to find out probably on Sunday whether or not we're right. Steve is up next. Steve, welcome.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you, Steve?
Excellent. You know what? This is like a race to the bottom with the Biden crime family and the Clinton crime family.
Yes.
What amazes me is that like 9-10 months ago, Politico, which is not exactly a center or even center right.
No, they're left leaning, very much so.
Center left. They came out with a long, long read, which I'd recommend anybody read. All you gotta do is Google Biden, Inc. And it details everything that's come out. Yeah, I mean, this guy, the whole operation is really, really slimy.
Yep.
And Joe was getting 10% of everything collected. It is just beyond belief, and I think treasonous, the way he sold out our country pound by pound.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not disagreeing with you. Yeah, you're right. You're spot on.
It's amazing after Benghazi and all the things that the Clintons have done. But, Steve, I actually think Biden has beaten them to the bottom.
Yep, I do too.
So our conversation talking about Polis and masks and potentially what he might do on Sunday, what are your thoughts there, Steve, when it comes locally?
Well, Emperor Polis, you know, he's come out with a new strategy, and he's in line with Doc Fauci. No Thanksgiving get-togethers, no Christmas get-togethers, and now for social distancing, it needs to be 7 feet on 1 foot. So,
gotcha.
It's just absolutely nuts. By the way, you know, you and I, we're the same generation. We need to accept some responsibility for letting all this stuff happen.
Agree.
You got out of Boulder, okay. I got out of Boulder after my four-year sentence, but now what's happened to our younger generation, including my daughter, is beyond belief. They are convinced that their past is despicable, their future is despicable, and they are totally, completely brainwashed into socialism, a.k.a. communism, and it's really tough to do it. Yeah. But you're on your show, and myself, pretty much preach to the choir. So I would recommend to your listeners that if you have somebody, a brother-in-law, son, daughter, granddaughter, you got to talk to them gently before they cancel you out about, do you want mobs or jobs? A. B. Do you want to see this country disintegrate? Because it doesn't take that long for a country and its internal social structure
doesn't need to disintegrate. You're right. You're correct.
Down to nothing with all the destruction we're seeing. So anyway, just passing thoughts. And off topic, we need a Geno's in Colorado Springs, by the way.
Yes, we do. I'm working on that, Steve. I really am.
Cool. I will help in any way I can.
Okay.
And then secondarily, I know this is also off topic, I cannot find that BG Supercharge at the Napa store. So I guess I got to go to Wichita. Would they make stuff, or what are your thoughts?
Send me an email. I can find somebody that's got it closer to you than that. That's not a problem. I can figure that out for you. Send me an email, and I'll figure that out.
I will do it.
Okay.
I will do it. Appreciate your work.
You bet, Steve. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And he's right. You know, yeah, we are to blame for a lot of this. And, you know, maybe not directly, but our generation is, because we've raised an entire generation that looks at things completely different than we do, unfortunately. My kids don't, but there's a lot that age that do.
John, the biggest problem has been this. We in the Republican Party have refused to be the ones to simply say the truth about the public education system.
Yep.
You are teaching our kids to hate us and hate America.
Yep.
And we got to quit, because we've always wanted to say, you can't, man, you talk mean about teachers. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell the truth.
I always have. It hasn't, but I'm different. I've never not done that. I didn't send my kids to public school for the very reason you're talking about.
Well, as you know, I worked in the Republican Party, and let me tell you something. There is a
majority of those
who say, oh, we can never talk ill of the public education
system. Well, they're wrong. They're flat out wrong.
They're looking away while the public education system has created the voter base that might elect Joe Biden next Tuesday.
Andy, what you just said, I am afraid that you are, by the way, it's not just the Republican Party. There's two guilty parties in what you just said.
Okay.
It's the church and the Republican Party.
Amen.
That will not talk bad about the public school education system and or teachers.
It's true.
It's both of those.
It's true.
Now, I realize in some cases that's synonymous, but it's not always. It's not always synonymous. Not everybody that goes to church is a Republican and a conservative, by the way.
And not every teacher is bad.
I agree. There are some good ones out there. I'm not throwing them all, you know, out. You know, can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I get that. But by and large, and my folks realize, it's just a side note, my past history, for a lot of you maybe listening don't know this, but my folks, my dad especially, saw this stuff coming in the mid-70s. I myself am a product of private education, non-public school education, because my folks realized in the mid-70s what was happening to the public school education system and didn't want me there and my brother and sister there back in the 70s. So I learned from that. My kids didn't go to the public school system at all, not a single one of them, because of my upbringing and what I believed was going on in the public school system. So I didn't send my kids to public school. And frankly, folks, and I've said this a gazillion times on this show, and I know I step on toes every single time I say it, but I'll keep saying it. I don't know how in your right mind as a Christian you could ever send your kid to public school. Or as a conservative, how you could send your kid to public school.
Well, if you do, they got to be well-equipped.
No, Andy, no, wrong. That's where you and I will totally disagree.
I'm not saying,
and the reason,
I'm not I,
and the reason I'll disagree with
I'm
you.
I'm not saying to send them there. I'm saying for those who insist.
But you know what? Here's the problem. And I've, because what you just said, by the way, I've heard from countless Christians over the years. Oh, my kid's equipped. My kid knows this. My kid's going to go and witness. My kid will be fine.
No,
back and say, you're full of crap.
They get overwhelmed.
Thank you.
Look, when I say well-equipped, John, I believe if you look at the church as a whole, mm-hmm. and in fact, let me boil it down to conservative Christians as a whole.
Okay.
I would say the number of young people in that group who are equipped, really equipped, to be able to go in and weather the storm in the public education system and not be impacted and programmed, well under 5%, maybe 1%.
I'd say less than 1%.
Yeah.
If that, even.
Yeah.
Might even be 0.1% when it's all said and done. It's so minuscule, why would you risk that? Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a you know, Christian parent, as a conservative parent, why would you risk that?
Well, you probably shouldn't. I know you think your kid is sharper than sharp. Well, let me tell you something. People like my family who have master's degrees in education.
They're good at brainwashing, aren't they?
Well, they're gunning for them.
Thank you.
They will overwhelm them using the crowd, using the books, using all the subtle ways of speaking that, honestly, I know very well, to program them out of your beliefs.
That's exactly right. And why I am to this day even a huge believer in not just some sort of a really high-quality private education. You can take your pick, and you got to do your research because there's good and bad of that as well, by the way. I, though, on the same token, if I was raising kids today, I'd be homeschool if it were me. I don't think there's any choice today. I love a lot of the Christian and private schools that are out there. God bless them. I know they're there for a reason. I know there's some folks that can't do
homeschooling. There's some very good ones.
And I get that, and I think that. But honestly, the first choice, I think, today should be homeschooling, and I know a lot of people would disagree with me on that, but that's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, my wife was dealing with a guy who is a Christian school principal or a higher level teacher. I think both. He went left.
Yep.
He went to the left.
Yeah, no comment. Flesh and Beck is coming up next, folks. And Kevin would love to help you out with all of your legal needs. Doesn't matter what it is, by the way. Kevin just won a really great case here recently that had nothing to do with auto accidents and things along those lines. Had a great defense, and it involved a shooting and some things along those lines. So Kevin can really do anything you need done. He is your go-to guy on the legal end of things. It's Flesh and Beck Law Firm, FLESCH, 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
So you're required now to wear a mask.
Yes.
So you go to the restaurant, says wear the mask, so you wear the mask. You enter in, though, and now you got to fill out this form. It's all this contact tracing stuff.
Yes.
What's legal, what's not, what should you do, what shouldn't you do?
I would put down all the wrong information.
So you would go eat dinner there and just fill it out incorrectly?
Yep, I did it last night. They asked me for my cell phone number and I gave them the wrong number. So you have every right not to. Or you have every right to give them the information that isn't accurate.
If you've never been in before, they're asking you for the info, it's the first time you've been in, just give them the wrong info.
Right.
I'm Bill Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not applying for a mortgage,
no,
I'm getting a burger.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why I was there to meet a potential new client. I had some chips and salt. And water. I don't think I need to. I have contact tracing with my chilies.
It's not that big a deal.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
Folks, as I look west and the sun is just peeking down behind the mountains as it sets, which is a reminder that, man, the vision starts to get poor right about now. Make sure that you've got a really great windshield to look through, that your headlights are actually on, by the way. I see so many of those now going home where they're not on. I need to do a public service announcement just for that all by itself. But on top of that, make sure they're clear, the headlights, I mean. They're clear. They're actually shining right, and they're bright. And you can do all of that at Novus Auto Glass Windshield. The calibrations, fixing a chip or a crack, and or getting the headlights resurfaced. You can do all of that with Novus. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes here. John, for those who are kind of thinking, no, my kid's ready. My kid's ready for it. My kid is prepped. And by the way, it can happen. Let's say they go through Creation Institute and that kind of thing. They're going to be much better prepped. But let me throw a scenario at you. You have your kid already. But you and your kid, you have a falling out over something. It could be over the car. It could be over, you know, a
girlfriend,
boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You have a falling out with your kid.
Yep.
Who is going to be there to listen to your kid and give them a shoulder to cry on, basically?
Teacher
or schoolmates.
That's right.
Okay. So,
or counselor.
Yeah, or counselor. So you've got teachers, schoolmates, counselors who are going to be there for your kid when they've had a hard time with you because right. It's been a bad week or month or whatever. Now there's a crack.
Right.
There's a crack in their veneer. And now they're looking at those people who are affecting them right. and thinking, boy, there must be a good reason they think the way they do.
Yep. It's an inroad for that other individual is what it is.
It's a huge inroad, and I've seen it happen.
Yep. I have too. The other thing that happens for a lot of you listening that may not know this, and as you can tell, I've raised plenty of kids, so I can attest to this where some of you with younger kids maybe can't. Boyfriends, girlfriends, and other families have huge impacts.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say that again. Boyfriends, girlfriends, and the other parents have huge impacts. What I mean by that is your kid could be all prepped, like Andy just said. They're ready to go. You think they're done. In fact, maybe they even do a semester. Things are going well, you think, and they get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And because they want to please that other boyfriend, girlfriend, they have an ear. I mean, there's a connection there. That's why you have boyfriends and girlfriends. There's now a connection. There's things happening. There's love. There's all these things that are happening, endorphins and all these different things that go on inside of our bodies when we fall in love with someone, right?
Yeah.
Which also means other things get opened up and other things can potentially be put on the back burner. I mean, how many times, Andy, have you known somebody that is a hardcore Christian that dates and marries an atheist?
The opposite happens, right? Yeah.
Because a lot of what you really believed and grew up on gets put on the back burner because you now fall in love with this person.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or those. I'm just giving you the facts.
Or even forget about love. How about just friendship?
Right.
What if they become friends with what I used to be?
Right.
A highly intellectual young atheist Marxist.
That's right.
I would have talked even the best of young Christians right out of their faith.
Right. Thank you. That's what happens. And that's what you cannot control when you send your kid off to war, which is what you're doing in the public school system.
Let me ask you this, John, as we're getting ready to close here. When your kids are in the public education system, that is a lot of hours.
Yep.
And they're also interacting with all these people.
That's right.
Once you do that, are you raising your kids anymore?
No, you're not. You're not. And my theory always was, to go along with what you're talking about, and no, Andy and I haven't prepped for this, but my theory always was, Andy, when my kids come home at night, I want to reinforce with them what they learned all day long, not come home and challenge and have to reprogram them at night when they come home.
You know, this is one of the reasons when I left my faith of my youth, mm-hmm. which was atheism, that I had a lot of falling out with my family because I said it is wrong, it is unfair for people on both sides to pay all these tax dollars into a system, but people on the other side are having to unteach what we
That's
teach
right.
them.
That's exactly right. Well said. And what you just said is exactly what happens.
We're having to, yeah, they have to unteach mm-hmm. what their money
That's
is,
right.
is teaching their kids.
That's right. Let's do this. Enchanted Kitchens is our last sponsor of the day. But, you know, last but not least, it's a great way for you to actually enjoy your home, have fun, enjoy people coming over, and at the end of the day, really save money when it comes to eating out and so on. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchen's design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchen's Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's a wrap for today. What are we doing tomorrow for movies?
Tomorrow we're doing scary movies.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
That's right.
Saturday, so we're going to do scary movies tomorrow. So you can send in your favorite scary movies, like always. Facebook us. You can send them on the text line 307-200-8222. You can email us, however you want to do it. Doesn't matter. But we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have scary movies, and you're going to review a movie to boot.
Yes, I am.
So we'll be back tomorrow. Rush to Reason. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow again, as I said. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.